went to interview this lovely South African psychiatrist called Dr. Derek Summerfield. And Dr. Summerfield happened to be in Cambodia in 2001 when they first introduced chemical antidepressants for people in that country. They'd never had them in Cambodia before. And the local doctors, the Cambodians, were like, what are they? We've never heard of these drugs. What are they? And he explained. And they said to him, oh, we don't need them. We've already got antidepressants. And he was like, well, what do you mean? He thought they were going to talk about some kind of herbal remedy, like St. John's wort or Ginkgo biloba or something. Instead, they told him a story. There was a farmer in their community who worked in the rice fields. And one day he stood on a landmine and he got his leg blown off. So they gave him an artificial limb and he went back to work in the rice fields. But apparently it's extremely painful to work underwater when you've got an artificial leg. And I'm guessing it's kind of traumatic to go back and work in the field where you got blown up. And the guy started to cry all day. After a while, he just refused to get out of bed. He developed what we would call classic depression. This is when the Cambodian doctors said to Dr. Summerfield, oh, well, that's when we gave him an antidepressant. Dr. Summerfield said, what was it? They explained that they went and sat with him. They listened to him. They realized that his pain made sense, right? It had perfectly understandable causes. You didn't have to listen to him for long to see it made sense, right? One of the doctors figured, you know, if we bought this guy a cow, he could become a dairy farmer. He wouldn't be in this position that was screwing him up. He wouldn't have to go into work in these fields that were traumatizing him. So they bought him a cow. Within a couple of weeks, his crying stopped. Within a month, his depression was gone. It never came back. They said to Dr. Summerfield, so you see, doctor, that cow, that was an antidepressant. That's what you mean, right? Now, if you've been raised to think about depression the way we have, that sounds like a joke. I went to my doctor for an antidepressant. She gave me a cow. But what those Cambodian doctors knew intuitively, based on this individual isolated anecdote, is what the leading medical body in the whole world, the World Health Organization, has been trying to tell us for years. If you're depressed, if you're anxious, you're not weak, you're not crazy, you know, you're not in the main a machine with broken parts. You are in the main a human being with unmet needs. And what you need is love and practical support to get those needs met. And it's important to notice, right, what those doctors didn't say to this guy is, you've got to pull yourself together, right? It's up to you to solve this problem. No, they pulled together with him, right? This is why the leading doctor at the United Nations said, when it comes to depression and anxiety, we need to talk less about chemical imbalances and more about the imbalances in the way we live. So a big part of what I'm asking in my book, Lost Connections, and I think I've found lots of answers from lots of amazing people all over the world, is, okay, what's the cow for the things that are fucking us up, right? Because in a way, his answer was kind of obvious. Once you reframe the problem, it's kind of obvious. What's the cow for us, right?